أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين؟ قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلكم من الشاهدين. وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 55 to 57 of Surah Al-Anbiya. The discussion is about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed him with the guidance, with the knowledge to differentiate between Tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the ibadat of idols, the worshipping of idols, and kufr and shirk. The entire society was sunk into kufr and shirk. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted him the ability to realize, the guidance to realize Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he asked his community, his people, what are these statues that you are worshipping? And their response was that this is how they found their forefathers worshipping, and they will continue to do so. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam made it clear that whatever you are doing, your forefathers have done, all of that is open and manifest error. قَالُوا وَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ. Now they asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, have you come with us with the truth? What are you saying? Are these real facts? Am anta min al-la'ibin? Or are you making a mockery of us? Is this just in jest that you are saying all of this? Some of the commentators are inclined to believe that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's enthusiasm, what we will call jazba, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's force that he had spoken, created within the hearts of some a realization that probably what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is saying is the truth. But obviously they also were so sunk into this kufr and the shirk that they began also to think that maybe Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is joking. Maybe Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is making a mockery of them. But on the other hand, we will understand this enthusiasm that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had to rid his community and his society of idolatry and idol worship. قَالَ بَرْ رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's da'wat, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's invitation, his mission was a very simple mission, that nay, it is not a mockery. Rabbukum, your Rabb, Rabbus samawati wal ard, is the Lord, is the Rabb of the entire universe, the skies and the earth. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't only sustain you, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is, as Allah introduced himself in the Quran, Allah is Rabbul Alameen, Allah is the Rabb of the entire universe. If we just stop there and we introspect, where are we really going wrong in our life? Where have we deviated? We believe in the Tawheed of Allah, undoubtedly. We believe in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But our point of departure in most instances is the fact that we do not have this yaqeen. We're not convinced that Allah is the Rabb. We're not convinced that Allah is the sustainer. Allah is the only sustainer. We're not convinced that all sustenance comes only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We tend to believe that whatever we are doing, whether it is our professions, whether it is our business, whether it is our astuity, sometimes we think it is our intelligence that brings us our sustenance. And this is where we need to filter, we need to rid ourselves of those type of beliefs and believe that it is only Allah. that grants us, yes, Allah will use whatever we have as the means. That is only the means. But it is Allah that pours our sustenance, and Allah grants it to us, and Allah puts it into our taqdeer. This is that message that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is giving. And it is not only us, but it is the Rabbus Samawati wal Ard. Allah is our Rabb, and Allah is the Rabb of the entire universe. And this is in actual fact the struggle of our iman. When we were in Alami Arwah, what was the question that we were asked? Alastu bi Rabbikum. Allah Ta'ala did not ask, am I not your creator? Allah asked, am I not your Rabb? We came into this world, look at our salat, from beginning to end, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, Rabbana Lakal Hamd, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. We go into this qabr, Mar Rabbukum. Allah is not going to ask, Man Khalikum, who is your Khalik? Allah is going to ask, who is your Rabb? And this is persistent in the life of a Muslim that we need to bring, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Fatarahun, that Allah that created the entire universe, the entire skies, the entire earth. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator. Wa ana ala dhalikum min ash-shahideen. And oh my people, I am a shahid. I am a witness to all of this. In other words, I bear testimony and I give my shahadat. وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this part of the ayat, to understand the ayats coming forward, this was probably a discussion that he had with one or two individuals of the society, that he said to them, that Qasam of Allah, I will make a plan, a ploy, that I, against your idols, after you people have gone away, after you have turned your back, there is something that I am going to do, that I have a plan with regards to your idols. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.